Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Ashok Bala, and here are today's top local stories. The death of a little girl in Harlem is the latest in a string of deaths across the five boroughs.
Pedestrian fatalities trending in the wrong direction. In fact, headed toward possibly the highest level in a decade. In this case, a three-year-old girl struck and killed by an SUV, 135th and Lenox. Alexa Sledge with Transportation Alternatives.
When we have these horrible crashes, these horrible fatalities, it should be an immediate call to action for every single leader in New York City to make a change. We have so much data on which of our streets are dangerous, which of our intersections are dangerous, and yet they remain dangerous for years and years and years and years. And so how can you call it an accident if we have a street, we have an intersection that's been dangerous time and time and time again, and even deadly time and time again?
She tells us raised crosswalks and pedestrian islands here are a must. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 135th here in Harlem.
The three-year-old was killed. Her younger sister in stable condition after they were hit by an SUV while crossing the street with their mom and baby sister. The mother and infant were not injured. After the accident, the driver rushed out of the car and helped the mom carry all three kids to the hospital. He has not been charged with any crime. The investigation continues. Just after midnight, police responded to a 911 call of an assault in progress at the Albany Houses in Crown Heights. When they got there, they found 21-year-old Dyseem Jackson with multiple gunshot wounds to the head. EMS also responded and pronounced him dead at the scene. There have been no arrests, but cops say the shooting was targeted. The investigation's ongoing. The NYPD is looking for the person they say shot two men in the back just before 10 this morning. In Tompkins Square Park. It was near the chess area in the southwest corner of the park at West 7th Street. Both victims were taken to Bellevue. They are expected to recover. Cops say at least one of the victims is being uncooperative, so they're having a hard time getting a handle on what exactly happened. An 18-year-old man is dead, a 21-year-old in stable condition after a stabbing late yesterday afternoon at the Wrangell Houses in Washington Heights. Cops say both men were stabbed in the torso and were taken to Harlem Hospital, where Kyle Dent died. The suspects are two men who were wearing masks. Police are investigating what led up to the stabbings and whether or not the victims were the intended targets. No arrests yet. Video that's gone viral shows NYPD officers repeatedly punching a 27-year-old man as they arrested him on July 4th in Brooklyn. Those officers have been placed on modified duty while an investigation's conducted. Mayor Adams spoke to our sister station, 94.7 The Block.
You have the power and authority to take away someone's freedom. There's a lot of obligation and oversight that should come with that. And I have a lot of faith in Commissioner Caban because he came up through the ranks. And his dad was a strong advocate for diversity in the police department.
NYPD spokesperson says when officers tried to arrest Shaquan Davis for interfering in a police pursuit, he resisted by pushing, shoving, wrestling, flailing his arms, and punching the officer. The video shows two cops punching Davis as onlookers tried to intervene. One officer takes out a taser and keeps the bystanders at bay while two other officers tussle with Davis between two parked vehicles. The department is also facing criticism over a video posted on social media by City Council member Justin Brannon showing an officer punching a man in the face while his hands were behind him, apparently restrained. The NYPD is asking for your help in finding two men responsible for a series of robberies in Brooklyn. Their MO is to use a scooter to approach people, and then they grab purses or bags or steal their jewelry, sometimes displaying a gun. In one case, they ran into a 30-year-old man, knocking him off his motorcycle, and one of them escaped on that motorcycle. The nine robberies took place in Sunset Park and Bay Ridge between June 12th and June 28th. Video has been released from the most recent robbery. You can see it on our website at 1010winds.com. Time to watch your water use on Long Island.
70% of the water that Suffolk County Water Authority pumps during the year happens right now in July and August. So conservation is important during these 2 months. And spokesperson Dan Dubois says people are listening to the need to conserve and watering their lawns on an odd, even schedule. If their address is an even number, they water on even days of the month, and the same with odd number addresses.
Most people people generally don't water their lawn every single day. Problem is everyone does it on the same days. It's usually Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. What following the odd even schedule do, it helps split the demand onto certain days.
He says smart devices for irrigation systems, swimming pools, and showers will also help conserve water. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.